a blancmange, the pink stuff, and Living on the Ceiling to start with the theme, and Furniture There with Brilliant Mind at 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. More on UK bank accounts held by EU nationals. The local France has been doing a great job on keeping people up to date with this. In the wake of news that some UK banks are closing accounts for their British customers living abroad, they've spoken to an international money management specialist about the likely impact on Brits living in the EU. And that specialist is Jason Porter from our very own Blevin Franks International, who really, really know their stuff. As the British government has so far failed to secure access to the EU banking scheme known as passporting after Brexit, UK banks are faced with complicated processes to gain financial licences with each of the EU's 27 member states. Of course, there could be a last-minute deal and all this will just be washed away, but it's not looking likely at the moment. It's important to stress it's not all British banks and not all types of accounts are affected. Now, the situation is different in each country, and there's a link for the banks' different outlooks on what's going to happen after the 31st of December. But for those people who do face losing their accounts, the consequences could be serious, especially for people living on low incomes in France who already face the anxiety of whether they'd have sufficient resources to qualify for residency. If you'd like to see what Jason Porter from Blevin Franks has to say about it, then there is an article in today's Local France, and there's that link in that article which gives a breakdown of what the different banks are going to be doing. Jason says for many people, they just keep a UK account from habit or convenience, maybe to use as spending money when they come back to visit in the UK. And for those people, it is really just a bit of an inconvenience to change over any direct debits to their main accounts in the country where they live. But for others, it could have more serious consequences if they're using their UK account for regular income, in particular for pensions to be paid into or income from UK rental property. And the signs are that if your account is affected, they could close it as early as November. So do get in touch with your bank and find out exactly what's going on so that you can make the necessary changes. Okay. His computer still saying no?
It's not very happy this morning. It's a bit slow. It's just a bit annoying because it pops up, then it pops away. You don't know when it's going to do it.
This one's just throwing a wobbler as well.
Oh, there you go, you see. Mm. Well, today's quiz is all about, you just have to tell me what was number one in the 80s. I'll give you three different years and what was number one. I'll give you the artist. So on this day in 1983, Billy Joel went to number one on the US singles charts.
Uptown Girl.
No, incorrect. No. Wrong.
She's Always a Woman to Me.
No. 83, US number one. It was his second US number one.
Honesty.
And it was a number four hit in the UK.
Not Honesty.
No.
I don't know, go on.
Tell Her About It. Question number two, on this day in 1984, Culture Club had their second number one single with which track?
Karma Chameleon.
Correct. And did you know?
No.
My friend, I got an email a while ago from a friend called Judd, who listens to us and he has a place down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very old friend of ours.
So does Sam Bennett as well, by the way.
Yeah. Morning, Sam.
Congratulations on the green jersey. Fantastic effort.
Well, anyway, my mate Judd, he played the harmonica part.
Did he?
Yes. And before that, he was a member of the Mersey Beat group, the Hideaways. In the 1960s.
Never heard of them.
Oh, you better get them out. Okay, question number three. On this day in 1988, the Hollies were at number one in the UK singles chart with which track?
1988?
Yes.
Well, it had to be The Air That I Breathe, isn't it?
No, it isn't. You're not doing very well this morning, are you?
Well, I got the second one right.
That's one out of three. No, it wasn't.
He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
Yes. Because it was used in a UK TV beer commercial. And, of course, was an originally hit in 1969.
Yes.
You're not impressed, are you?
Well, every time you mention advert, I keep thinking about that Pimlico Plumbers advert with Joel and Lumley. They're not just any plumbers, they're Pimlico Plumbers. And they're available anytime. Gotta love her. She can even make an advert sound sexy.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're struggling once again with technology, aren't you?
No. For once, it's not my fault. You know, your box of tricks has broken down in London and you can't get it mended. So, for once, it's not our fault.
Well, we're trying via Zoom and a range of technology, but let's see how we get on.
Okay, well, we've only got a couple of minutes, so let's just deal with the markets. Pretty bad day on Wall Street yesterday.
Yeah, it was a bad day. Stocks fell to an 8-week low amid warnings from the Federal Reserve on the need for more stimulus to lift the world's largest economy from the coronavirus-induced recession. S&P 500 is down 2.37%. NASDAQ was down 3%. Led by falls in Amazon and Apple. No surprise that's going to set us up for a tougher start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE down 50 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 119 points. CAC calling Paris down 51 points.
Yeah, the big story today is that Rishi Sunak has scrapped his awesome budget and will announce a new job retention scheme later today.
Yeah, expected to set out a new crisis plan today aimed at protecting jobs and rescuing businesses as Britain returns to emergency measures to try and restrict the spread of COVID-19. The winter economy plan will replace the budget. A German-style short hours programme is likely to be introduced, which would top up the pay for workers who return to their jobs part-time. Replace, of course, the furlough programme, which at its peak paid 9 million workers 80% of their wages at a cost of more than £39 billion. Also likely to extend the deadline for new applicants to several state-backed loan schemes until at least the end of November. Further deferrals for VAT payments and cutting employers' national insurance payments. What does that mean, of course, for the public finances? That's going to be the big question around this. National debt recently surpassed the £2 trillion mark for the first time. UK debt to GDP has risen from 83% last year to more than 100% this year.
You still can't beat the old ISDN, can you? You're going to get it fixed soon.
You really can't beat it, can you? This is absolutely terrible, I have to tell
you. Listen, the audio's not too bad. It's breaking up a bit, but it's quite clear. Anyway, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 127. Euro dollar coming in at 116.5. You're going to get 1 euro. 9 cents for your British pound this morning.
Well, get on the blood to Uncle Barclay and just get it sorted out for tomorrow, okay?
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
All bars and restaurants in Marseille are to close from Saturday the 26th of September due to the spread of COVID-19. The announcement was made during the weekly update from France's Minister of Health, Olivier Véran, on Wednesday evening. Véran defended the move, saying that he had taken a unilateral decision. The announcement has caused anger amongst elected officials in Marseille, with the president of the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region, Renaud Muselier, calling it collective punishment. Aix-Marseille and Guadeloupe are placed on maximum alert, with bars and restaurants closing completely for 2 weeks, while Paris, Lille, Toulouse, Saint-Étienne, Rennes, Rouen, Grenoble and Montpellier are joined Bordeaux, Lyon and Nice, being classified as enhanced alert zones. This means that from Monday, in these areas, bars and restaurants must close at 10 p.m. at the latest. Sports complexes, recreational centres and meeting halls are to close. Local festivals are banned. Gatherings of more than 10 people are prohibited. And weddings and communions and other celebrations are limited to no more than 30 guests. In each of these zones, the prefect may also take additional measures. The minister also warned that other cities such as Tours, Strasbourg, Dijon and Clermont-Ferrand were likely to be classified as alert zones in the coming days. Meanwhile, one disease specialist, a professor at the Bichat Hospital in Paris, welcomed the news, saying that with an increase of about 50% every week in the number of COVID-19 cases in intensive care or hospitalizations, the measures needed to be taken in order to avoid returning to the same situation as at the beginning of the lockdown. He added that these measures should have been taken 2 weeks ago. A new COVID-19 screening site opens today at Place Masséna in Nice. Tests will be available free of charge and analysed by an independent accredited laboratory. In order to get tested, it's mandatory to make an appointment online at www.rdv-testcovid.fr, and that web address is available on our website rivieradio.mc. The site will be open Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to midday. Meanwhile, Cannes Town Hall is assisting in the opening of a laboratory dedicated to COVID tests for priority people, with results within 24 hours. It's located at 27 Boulevard de la Ferrage, and the new facility is being operated alongside other existing coronavirus testing facilities in the city. The latest figures from Public Health France show that there are just over 481,000 cases of COVID-19 declared in France. 5,913 people are hospitalised and 995 are in intensive care. In the region, 143 people are hospitalised in the Alpes-Maritimes, 56 in the Var, and 499 in the Bouches-du-Rhône. 14 are in intensive care in the Alpes-Maritimes, 11 in the Var, and 113 in the Bouches-du-Rhône. Since the 1st of March, 216 people have died from COVID-19 in the Alpes-Maritimes, 155 in the Var, and 634 in the Bouches-du-Rhône. In Monaco, two new cases were reported on Wednesday, bringing the total number of residents affected by the virus to 199. 10 people are in hospital, of which 6 are residents, and 23 people are being cared for by the Home Monitoring Centre. In other news, the body of the a caregiver missing since Saturday during bad weather which hit Le Gard in southern France has been found. Firefighters discovered the body of the 60-year-old woman on Wednesday, several kilometres from where she had disappeared after her car was crushed. The bad weather led to flooding in the region, with water levels rising 6 metres in the space of just 2 hours, forcing the authorities to evacuate several hundred people as a precaution. An association in Marseille has launched a poster campaign and called for urgent action from the authorities concerning the number of shootings and deaths related to drug trafficking. It was back in 2016 that the Too Young to Die Association launched its first poster campaign, and then in 2018 called for a rescue plan for the northern districts of the city. According to the association, nothing has been done and action needs to be taken urgently. Monaco's football club has announced that the number of people allowed to attend football matches at the Louis II Stadium is to be lowered to 1,000 people. AS Monaco are set to play Strasbourg on Sunday. The club has closed the ticket office for the match and tickets will be refunded. Finally, the summer of 2020 has set a new record as the driest in France since record keeping began in 1959, with more than three quarters of French departments put on water restrictions. Figures released by Météo France have shown that as well as being the driest in the post-war period, the summer of 2020 was also the fourth hottest.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Marseille is going to be completely dry from Saturday. Motorsport. Lewis Hamilton says he's determined to see an increase in numbers of black people in motorsport and has named a new group to examine the causes of the lack of diversity. Hamilton's to lead the group alongside Dr. Hayatoun Silem, the chief executive of the UK Royal Academy of Engineering, and there will be a total of 14 members, including the former sports minister Tracy Crouch and former McLaren Formula One team principal Martin Whitmarsh. Hamilton has set the commission the task of identifying the key barriers to the recruitment and progression of black people in UK motorsports and finding actionable recommendations to overcome them. Football, the former Ajax coach Frank de Boer has been named as the new manager of the Netherlands. The 50-year-old has signed a two-year contract, up to and including the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. As a player, de Boer won 112 international caps and he takes over from Ronald Koeman, who left the national job to join Barcelona as head coach. Here's more football from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. It was a successful night for Premier League clubs in the EFL Cup. Arsenal beat Leicester 2-0 to maintain their 100% start to the new season. The BBC's football correspondent John Murray was watching.
It was only last month Arsenal won the FA Cup, and this was a very good start for them in the cup competitions for the new season. They knocked out last season's semi-finalists with two second-half goals, an early Christian Fuchs own goal forced by Nicolas Pepe and a late stumbling six-yard finish from Eddie Nketiah. But Arsenal had been the better team, even though James Maddison thrillingly curled a shot against a post in the first half and Ayoze Perez headed wide in the second when he should have equalised for Leicester.
Elsewhere, Kai Havertz scored a hat-trick as Chelsea beat Barnsley 6-0. Fulham made it past Championship side Sheffield Wednesday, and there were wins for Burnley, Brighton, Newcastle and Everton. Dele Alli has been included in the Tottenham Hotspur squad for their Europa League tie against Macedonian side KF Skendia. The England international has been linked with a move to French champions Paris Saint-Germain. Spurs manager Jose Mourinho says Dele will need to prove himself if he plays.
Tomorrow is selected. No decision yet about starting or being on the bench. But when he's selected, he has chances to play. If he's on the pitch, 1 minute or 90 minutes, he has to show us. That's simple.
Liverpool coach Pep Linders has spoken to the BBC about the club's new signing, the Spain international Thiago. Linders is excited to see what the former Bayern man can offer the team.
This team deserves a player like him because he will make sure that we keep evolving. Teams adapt, teams try to destroy our plans, and what's most important that we stay unpredictable. And unpredictability means that from each position we can play the last pass and we can speed up the game as much as we can. And Thiago does that for us.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
6-0, 6-0, 6-0. I know, I only sing when we're winning, but finally, Rugby Union, the chief executive of World Rugby, has said that he's extremely worried about the future of the Six Nations if crowds are not allowed to return to stadiums. Brett Gosper says that some unions will go bust without government help, possibly by the end of the year. Losses to Six Nations unions are expected to total £100 million if paying fans are excluded from games. Mr Gosper said he was hopeful that broadcasting funds would help to keep the competition going, but if the situation doesn't improve by the spring, then things are going to get pretty desperate.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almeria and the Var, the general situation is a depression 1,007 millibars between the Côte d'Azur and the Gulf of Genoa. Winds are southwesterly, force 4 to 6, dropping to force 2 to 4 later. The sea is moderate, decreasing to slight. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,008 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, mainly fine, but with force 6 to gale, force 8 southwesterly winds, rough seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,007 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 7 to severe gale 9. Westerly winds, rough seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio, weather.
Sunshine and then some thundery showers coming along during the middle of the day and afternoon. Moderate southwesterly winds today. Top temperatures 24 or 25 degrees. Overnight lows 20 degrees on the coast, 16 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Friday and the start of the weekend, mainly fine but becoming very windy from the west. Highs of 21 to 22 degrees tomorrow and 25 degrees on Saturday. Finally.
Some say it's cancelled, but that hasn't stopped one excited household in Dublin from getting into the festive spirit by putting up their Christmas decorations. Whoever lives in the house decided to get out the tinsel and tree 92 days before Christmas Day. They threw tradition out the window and lit up their house with beautiful lights and winter ornaments a whole 13 weeks ahead of schedule. Earlier this week, experts said that people who put their decorations up earlier are happier and more relaxed.
They'll have the COVID marshals coming around saying Christmas is cancelled, mate. You have to take all that down now. Huh?
Maybe. Why not? If people are more happier and relaxed, what harm can it do?
Well, I suppose they're going to have another lockdown, then there won't be much else to do but just pretend it's Christmas. Yeah. You're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieraradio.nc. Components of or things used to build a house, the theme for Feel Good Friday. Martin says, the Hollies, look through any window. Harry would like painted black by the stones. Mark says, anything by the doors. Yeah, that'll do. And Nick says, blood on the rooftops. Very good, Nick. Genesis, studio, rivieraradio.nc.